All right, my friends, at the D1 Women's Golf Championships in La Casa, California, earlier this week, you had Megha Ghani, Stanford, doing what she does. Just cut to the chase. Stanford wins their third NCAA Women's Golf Championship in the last 5 years. But by golly, there was a wonderful, wonderful sub-story. It involved the Women Eagles of Eastern Michigan making it to the Final Four. What do you say? We have a chat with their second-year head coach, up to good things, Josh Brewer. Coach, how are you?
I am well tonight. How are you guys?
Everything is fantastic. Listen, congratulations, a hell of a run. We've got your good buddy Jordan Young on. He's up at Boyne Highlands doing what he does. So, but take us through what this run meant for your program, Josh.
maybe everything. I'm still scared to go to sleep, truthfully. I know it's been 5-6 days now, but I'm scared to wake up and just think I dreamt it all, because it's just one of those magical journeys as a coach and for these women to perform how they did. But, I mean, the weird thing about the NCAA, 36 hours later, the transfer portal's open, and you're working it. And let's just say I have a lot more people accepting my call than I did 1 year ago.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this there, Josh, because after the run, you know how social media is. You know, there was some folks pointing out that a couple of your players don't go to classes at Eastern, yada, yada, yada. Listen, the landscape of collegiate athletics has changed greatly. I don't think it's that bizarre. And we were talking to Jordan not long before you came on, Coach, that the business is much different than it used to be. There's online, but suffice to say, every gal that was on your club was properly registered. Yes.
Oh, they were in class. I mean, we work out every Monday, Thursday, Friday. The team probably missed about 14 of those workouts this semester because of traveling. And strangely, we still had three people at NCAA finals taking class. I mean, yes, we were fortunate that they can do some of that online, but the twins and Savannah were taking classes while making that magical run. So I laugh at all that. I'm probably not the best at it because I don't tell anyone no when they make up funny things, but we know deep down how many days they spent in Ypsilanti and how many mornings they had to walk across campus to go to workouts when it was cold.
Well, that's the important thing.
I remember
thing.
One particular morning. well, it wasn't a morning, but it was an afternoon when we made the girls, you made the girls play, I think we were down in Calusa Pines, and they played the last six holes in the rain, and there was torrential downpours. I'm like, you know what? This is national championship building right here.
they're all out there. I saw the Golf Channel talk about it, and it's really a slight to those women that had to get up each morning, do everything, and their professors who, you know, worked and, you know, made sure they graduated at the same time. But again, we're the new person, so they're going to find any reason to try to knock us back down and put us back in our place.
Josh, can you tell us what it's like to get to the national championship? I mean, just to get to postseason and then through regionals. Can you just touch on that?
Yeah, like any NCAA sport, you have two avenues. You either win your conference, which we call AQs, automatic qualifiers, or you have to be top 50 roughly in the country for an at-large bid. So, I mean, unfortunately, we're in a conference where, you know, it has Kent State Women's Golf, which is a top 25 program. They defeated us at the conference championship, so they earned the MAC automatic bid. But our schedule that we were able to build out this year actually had us higher ranked than Kent State, and we earned a 4 seed at Florida State. And at each regional, there's 12 schools, and the top 5 schools at each regional get a chance to qualify for nationals. And there we finished exactly what our seed line was. We finished 4th, and then you just move on. And anyone who's been around me will hear me say, I want a Monday tee time at the national championship, because we made it to the top 15. And there's a lot of choking and a lot of bad things happened to most schools on that day, and I've been very fortunate where my schools have actually done a good job during that. And maybe, Jordan, it's because I make him play in rain in January at Calusa Pines and not to not pull off the course, things get tough.
Well, and the important thing, Josh, is for your players that are returning, now there's chum in the water. Now they've been through this process of competing and making it to the Final Four. That's something that stays with you and I think inspires the entire program, correct?
No, it does. And it, you know, it's their summer schedule changes. They get in better tournaments now. And now they're walking around with that logo that, that people know. And they kind of show up as a small target on their back. And they're, but also the confidence that we've done this. We've beaten a lot of you and we can go play well. And it just builds over the summer and it'll bleed into the fall season that we have. And, you know, you just got to ride that momentum. And at the same time, you got to understand who you are and how you got there. So you got to continue to work.
Well, job well done, Josh. Thank you so very much for your time. Much appreciated. Let's keep it going, huh?
Well, thank you. Yeah, there's a lot of great golf in Michigan. I'm just thankful to be an Eagle for sure.
All right. That is Josh Brewer. Only his second year at the Reign there with the women's program there at Eastern Michigan. Final Four. How about that? Meanwhile, we go out to the Charles Schwab Challenge there at the Fort Worth, Texas venue. And we've got a winner, Russell Henley, first playoff hole, Jeff. He sunk that seven-footer.
We could have used some of that at the Ryder Cup, I think. That would have been nice.
You know what's interesting? He's 37. This is his sixth PGA Tour win. Eric Cole... I think it's they showed his second runner-up.
Third runner-up.
Yeah, third runner-up in his career. He's 37. Interesting dynamic. This dude's been chopping for a long time. Not a whole lot to show for it.
Yeah. I mean, to stick it out that long, you know, and keep grinding, it shows a lot of grit. You know, like I said earlier, a lot of guys would have given up by now. 37 years old, you're on the downward slide on the PGA Tour now. You know, it's not like the best golf's ahead of you, but guys can still get it done.
And, you know, I've enjoyed watching. And have you ever played Colonial, Jordan?
I have not played Colonial.
Boy,
BC's probably played it six times.
Yes. that's the one thing about BC.
No,
you ask him if you played
any given
course, and he's, yeah, it's okay, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But
overrated.
It's been there a while, obviously, and it looks like it stood the test of time. It looks you want nothing to do with the rough.
Right. Growing up that Bermuda rough down there, small, firm, fast greens, that makes for a tough day. And those whole weekend, you know, the scoring averages were 70-plus.
Right.
You know, today it's probably closer to 73, or I would bet 73, because none of the leaders really did anything special.
Elsewhere.
How about
Jordan.
Alex Smalley. I was just going to say, Alex Smalley's having a really nice season. We've spent some time with his caddy down at Miami there, and, you know, really, really positive season for him already. He's climbing right up that FedEx Cup points list.
Yeah, tie for three at 11 under. Had himself a nice weekend indeed. Again, Jordan, well done with the Eastern Michigan ladies. Nice conversation with Coach Brewer. And usually this brings good things for a program going forward, right?
Yeah, no, we appreciate it. And, you know, thanks for having them on. And it's a great story. Hopefully we can keep it going.
All right. We will share more of the golf details with you because that's pretty much what we do here, spinning on golf. Going to have our own Kevin Dietz, who you hear on WJR. Monday through Fridays from 9 to noon. He is kicking off the Pure Michigan Golf Tour. We'll get the deets from D. I'm sorry. We've got that coming up as we continue here on 760 WJR.